Introduction. Welcome to stage 2 of our course. Data analytics and SQL mastery for SQA professionals in the AEC industry. In this stage, we'll delve into the essential data manipulation techniques using SQL. The ability to filter, sort, and aggregate data will empower you to derive valuable insights from your projects, enhancing your decision-making process. Over the next hour, we'll explore key SQL functionalities that will pave the way for your data-driven strategies in architecture and construction. Let's get started. Main content. Filtering data. WHERE clause. First, let's discuss filtering data using the WHERE clause. This powerful command allows you to retrieve specific records from a database based on certain conditions. For instance, if you want to find all projects that have a budget exceeding $1 million, you would write a query like this. SQL. Select asterisk from projects where budget greater than $1 million. This simple yet effective technique enables you to narrow down your dataset to only the most relevant entries, facilitating targeted analysis. Additionally, you can combine multiple conditions using logical operators like in an OR. For example, to find projects with a budget over $1 million that are also in progress, you could use SQL. Select asterisk from projects where budget greater than $1 million and status equals in progress. Always remember, filtering is about focusing your search so you can make informed decisions based on precise criteria. Sorting data. Order by clause. Next up is sorting data with the order by clause. Once you have filtered your data, you might want to organize it to enhance clarity. For example, if you want to sort your project data by start date in descending order, you can use SQL. Select asterisk from projects order by start underscore date DESC. Sorting helps in visualizing your data better, allowing you to quickly understand trends and timelines, which is crucial in the fast-paced AEC industry. You can also sort by multiple columns. For instance, to sort by project type first and then by budget in ascending order, you would write SQL. Select asterisk from projects order by project underscore type ASC. Budget ASC. This method allows for a more structured view of your data. Joining tables. Inner join. Left join. Right join. Moving on to joining tables, which is vital for relational databases. Joining allows you to combine data from multiple tables based on a related column. Let's look at inner join first if you want to see details of projects along with their assigned resources. You could write SQL. Select projects. Project underscore name. Resources. Resource underscore name. From projects. Inner join resources on projects. Resource underscore id equals resources.id. Inner join returns only matching records in both tables. Alternatively, a left join will retrieve all records from the left table and the matched records from the right table. This is useful if you want to see all projects regardless of whether they have assigned resources. SQL. Select projects. Project underscore name. Resources. Resource underscore name. From projects. Left join resources on projects. Resource underscore id equals resources.id. Additionally, a right join retrieves all records from the right table and the matched records from the left table, which can be useful if you want to see all resources, even if some are not assigned to projects. SQL. Select projects. Project underscore name. Resources. Resource underscore name. From projects. Write join resources on projects. Resource underscore id equals resources dot id. Backquote backquote backquote. Understanding these joins allows you to gather comprehensive data for deeper insights. Hash 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 grouping data. Group by clause and aggregation functions. Now, let's explore grouping data using the group by clause along with aggregation functions. This technique is instrumental when you want to summarize data. For instance, to get the total budget allocated for each project type, you can use backquote 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 SQL, select project underscore type, sum, budget, from projects, group by project underscore type, backquote backquote backquote. Here, SUM is an aggregation function that calculates the total budget per project type. You can also use count to find how many projects exist for each type. Backquote 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 SQL, select project underscore type, count, asterisk, from projects, group by project underscore type. Backquote backquote backquote. Grouping helps in identifying patterns and making strategic decisions based on aggregated data, allowing you to focus on areas needing attention or resources. Hash 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 common SQL functions. Count, sum, AVG, min, max. Lastly, we have some common SQL functions. Count, sum, AVG, min, and max. These functions are essential for performing calculations on your data. For example, to find the average project duration, you can use backquote 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 SQL, select AVG, duration, from projects, backquote backquote backquote. Similarly, count can help you determine the number of projects in the database. Backquote 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 SQL, select count, asterisk, from projects, backquote backquote backquote. Min and max functions can be used to get the minimum and maximum values, respectively, such as finding the minimum and maximum budget allocated across projects. Backquote 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 SQL, select min, budget, max, budget, from projects, backquote backquote backquote. These functions allow you to quantify your data, providing a clear picture of your project's overall health and performance. Hash hash conclusion. In this stage, we have covered fundamental data manipulation techniques in SQL, from filtering and sorting to joining tables, grouping, and using common functions. Mastering these skills is crucial for deriving insights that drive effective decision-making in architectural and construction projects. As you apply these techniques in your work, you'll find that they enhance your ability to analyze data and support strategic thinking. Hash hash reflection questions. 1. How can filtering data improve your decision-making process in your current projects? 2. In what scenarios would you prefer using a left join over an inner join? 3. What insights can you derive from utilizing aggregation functions on your project data? Thank you for joining me in this stage. I look forward to continuing our journey into SQL mastery.